and welcome. I'm Jillian Moss-Backman, and this is Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. Today is the last show in the series, Power in the Quiet Moments, Lesson 3, Week 2, Second Lesson. As a part of my weekly routine, I always go back and I post-listen to every episode that has just presently aired the show before. Really, I need to do that to assure myself that I covered all the significant points that I wanted to cover and to get ready to focus in on the next show that's to follow. And, you know, one of my favorite parts about this show in particular is that it's aired live, which I have not done in the past, and I've been able to do other kind of shows, but not live. But what you have to realize, which I'm coming to realize, is you have to be super prepared and you have to pay attention to every detail. Well, on Tuesday's show, if you've listened to it, I stumbled over a few words and several concepts back and forth. You know, I had little bobbles here and there, and there was one word in particular that I rehearsed like 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and for some reason, I just couldn't get it out. So I'm going to try it just to prove to everybody that I can say the word. The word is astronomy. See? One try, one success. Anyway, you know, a lot of times I've done programs that are over-processed, and they aren't so great either. They cut out those little nuances that allow my personality or someone else's personality to come through the airwaves. You know, and so what you hear is what I really am in real life. If you talk to all my friends and the people that I work with, my goal for this show was always based on presenting my true self as much as possible and having an in-depth conversation, like over a cup of coffee in our local cafe. So I hope you don't mind or even are distracted by those little bobbles. I think it's those little pieces that make it more real for everyone. So if we were together, I'd probably stumble and go back and forth till I could articulate my thoughts floating in my head. Well, enough said about that. So I redeemed myself today with astronomy. So if you'll go back, you can listen to the show. In spite of all those little bobbles, it was a great show. You can find it on Block Talk Radio as always. Go to my page at Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, and it will be on my website as always at JillianMossBackman.com, JillianMassBackman.com. My publicist is always encouraging me to network on the internet. And sometimes it gets too much. Don't you get overloaded with all the stuff that's on there? And it seems like people have figured out, of course, this is a great way to network, but you can also find some really interesting facts and things that make sense to you. And for me, it lends a lot of places where I can find different facts and ideas. Well, one of my favorites is LinkedIn, and I don't know if any of you use this yet, but it's a more professional type of networking internet, and feel free to go over there and send me a link and we can link together. But they usually post good articles every day, and a lot of them are worth investigating and reading. Well, this week I came across an article on employee burnout rates that worked very well with the subject at hand of what we're talking about. According to this article, 25 to 50% of all working people are reporting that they feel overwhelmed with tasks from work and burnt out on a daily basis. You know, and I bet that the majority of those people that feel this way take it to their home life, and it affects every aspect of their home life as well. Now, think of your own self. How many of you suffer from this kind of mental and physical exhaustion from the work that you do? And I have to admit, I am guilty of the same phenomenon as well. You know, until I really committed myself to the practice of meditation every day in some kind of capacity, I too was caught up in this rat race of feeling overwhelmed and exhausted by the tasks that I didn't complete instead of looking at the tasks I did complete. you never really feel completely relaxed because your mind is racing all the time about the things that are unfinished in your head instead of the things that you've already completed. The other problem with that is that you can't stay in the moment of what's in front of you because you're always thinking of something else. It reminds me of those people that are constantly in arguments with people. You can tell they're not listening and they're not staying in the moment because they're thinking about what they're going to say next back to you. It's that kind of mentality and things that we're talking about today that meditation can really separate those kind of things in your head. You know, and the second part of the story is I really think we've turned the corner on overstimulation. I mean, wouldn't you agree? It's crazy in the last couple of years. I'm not saying that generations back haven't had the same kind or different constant stimulation, but it seems like with everything that's going on, we never take a step back unless we deliberately choose to step away from our Blackberries or our iPads or our computers or our networking internet. It's something that we actually have to build into. And I believe we've hit that threshold of no return, right? We're never going back. As this week we came up with the new iPad 4G or whatever that thing is. I'm not into that electronic stuff. But the reality is this is our life now. So we either have one or two choices. Either we all keep limping along with this deteriorating attention span that we all have, and less calm and deteriorates, and it takes over our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Or we end up learning how to deal with it appropriately so we can keep up with these changes and, in fact, be on spot and have a good health and wellness going forward. It's going to take a mass explosion of some kind of techniques, which you're seeing now, which is meditation, Tai Chi, and yoga. Or we're all going to be taken down by this. This is why I constantly stress the point for each one of us to find some kind of outlet other than exercising. Because in my reality, I believe exercising has even become so stressful. Because you go to the gym or you go to a class and you're competing against everybody else or yourself. And in meditation, that is eliminated. There is no competition with someone else or something else. You know, in this case, it's not keeping up with the Kardashians. It's about keeping up with yourself and working with those old modern transitions and how to incorporate your own wellness in it. Now, 2 days back, I introduced the first of the three methods of meditation that I have found that work best for me and have been taught by other teachers to me. Anybody can do these kind of meditations on a regular basis who's interested in incorporating meditation all the time in your daily routine. Now, as you recall, I told you they were emptying and replenishing and grounding techniques to meditation. Now, I'm grouping the first two techniques in one group, and they play off of each other. You know, I didn't name them fancy words on purpose because I want them to be straightforward so everybody knows what we're supposed to be doing here. Emptying and replenishing and renewal meditations go hand in hand. Now, they can be done in succession of one another, or they can actually be used separately one at a time. And they do exactly what they sound like. The first one is about emptying the mind, body, and spirit. And the second one is about replacing and renewing that mind, body, and spirit. Now, the last one, the grounding exercise, is a standalone kind of meditation that has a certain reason for doing it, and we'll talk about that later. All of them are geared towards a specific goal. Now, you're going to hear something that I coined a while back, and I'm going to be using it from now on. Instead of saying mind, body, and spirit all the time, I just changed it up to MBS, So when you hear me say MBS from now on, know that I am talking about mind, body, and spirit. All of these meditations that I'm talking about have a specific goal of getting that MBS back on track and grounding yourself back into physical tasks at hand, whether that's personal or professional. Now, the emptying process is what I talked about on Tuesday. It's designed to get rid of all that energy junk associated with the brain and how it's inundated with too much information all day long. Think of it like this. Every thought, behavior, and action carries an energy spark that's attached to it. Now, take those energy sparks in your mind and think about how it lays down a memory track on everyone's brain without even our awareness. After a while, your MBS system hits that plateau where you've had too much. You know how those days where you're totally mentally, physically exhausted? You basically shut down. You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to do anything. It's those kind of feelings of pure exhaustion that this all comes from. And eventually it tilts your whole body into overload, and then every system stops. It stops working at its tip-top performance, and it just deteriorates from there. The emptying meditation I talked about on Tuesday will start that debriefing session of getting rid of this junk. And if you haven't done any of this kind of meditative thought process or even done anything to get rid of that excess crap, it's going to take you a while, like an onion peeling layer and layer and layer. So give yourself plenty of time to debrief and do this emptying meditation. The more that you do it, you'll see that the onion will start taking its layers one piece at a time and getting rid of the distractions outside yourself. So go back and listen to Tuesday's show, which was March 20th, and in the archives, go through the step-by-step directions that I gave during that show on how to start doing that emptying meditation so you can get caught up and do the next two that I talk about. One of the things I'm finding out is that a lot of people have been writing and asking about private consultations that I do. Now, I've been so busy making sure that we get in all the lessons and all the minute details, I have a tendency to forget about those things I do out there in the world as well. Now, here I do private consultations all the time. And I started hosting intuitive sessions when I was running my day spa and wellness center years ago. My clientele was going so quickly and rapidly expanding, and I was getting more involved in my radio presence, so something had to give there. So I let the day spa go and actually hit the road to see clients, and I've been doing that ever since. I really cherish my time with my clients because I have the most incredible clientele, not because of what we do together, but because of their own work that they're doing in the world. And my sessions are designed more for individuals to help them give a boost in what they need. I use my intuition and the thoughts that come through, and we work together to figure out a plan of action on how to do things greater and keep growing in the process. I really enjoy that camaraderie and the interactive part between my clients and myself because it's that groundwork that really changes all of our lives one person at a time. So I would love for you to be one of my new clients. So all you really have to do, there's two ways that you can see me. One is in person, and I see clients in the Chicago area, obviously, because I'm in the Chicago and surrounding areas in key locations I've been in for a while. I go to downtown in Chicago at the Omni Hotel, and then I'm also in the northern suburbs at the Deer Path Inn in Lake Forest, Illinois. Now, for my outskirt clients, I see all of them at Delavan Lake Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. So if you're in those surrounding areas, please, I would love to meet you in person. Now, I have a lot of clients that are actually all over the world. I'm a very blessed, intuitive life facilitator, so I'm lucky that I can facilitate with people all over the phone. I'm sorry. So the good thing there is that I do phone intuitive sessions. Now, that you can have from any point in the world. Now, the way you do that is go back to my website, JillianMossBackman.com. There's a place and a page specifically on how to schedule your sessions with me and follow the prompts to do that, and then it will tell you to go how to go from there. After this short break, I want to go into the last two meditation techniques, replenishing and grounding, if we have time, and then we'll talk about where I'm going to be next in the world. So we'll be right back on Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, after this short break. Welcome back to Your Change Already, Your Future, Your Truth Choice. I'm Jillian Moss Backman. See, there I stumbled again because I just get ahead of myself and my brain starts going. I just want to jump right in. When I left off before the break, we were going to start talking about the last two meditation classifications, replenishing and grounding techniques. As I stated earlier, the replenishing exercise is meant to be used in conjunction with the emptying exercise. Once you empty your MBS, you can't stop there. This is where people get tagged up a little bit on meditation. I believe they try to do too much in one session. So when you get in there and people have, you know, you sit down and then they say, okay, start to meditate. Well, the first thing you have to do, obviously, is empty all that mind chatter and everything, the debris that we're talking about, but then they clump it all together, and then they want you to actually rejuvenate and get rid of your stress and come to a calm place of nothingness in one session, i.e. 15 minutes. I think that is silly. You need to separate those two and think about it like this. If you're going to empty something, it's like leaving a half-empty glass of your favorite beverage to spoil. And I use the term spoil because the entire goal of that first exercise, emptying meditation, is to shed all that internal and external distraction. That excess buildup and debris that I've been talking about, that causes a person to shut down. Now, what happens with that, if you stop there, it's like leaving an empty slate. The whole idea is that we want to download something better. So if you stop here and emptying your vessel, you know, things will fill back up, whether you like it or not. And you have to be proactive and take an interactive stance of what you choose to let in. The difference between myself and others now, because I used to be this first example, but now I'm my own example. Think of it like this. It's filling up your tank, so to speak. You, those people that don't meditate, it's like a haphazard event on their part. They're letting information come through an unfiltered source, basically, and affecting them of how whatever comes in, comes in. Versus my way right now, when I've separated those two elements of emptying and replenishing, I see this meditation of replenishing as a deliberate attempt to download positive information through an energetic filter that I let choose in as I deem important. In other words, words like balance, harmony, peace, and inward calmness are the goals that I set forth before I even start to meditate and replenish. I add the word nothingness here, and you've heard me say that in the last couple shows, because that's what we're looking for. We want that quiet emptiness and deliberately enhancing the silence. This is the exercise that will help you obtain that kind of goal. Now, caution here, this is not an exercise that's meant to provide answers. It instead is designed to help you get back the debris and give you clarity to find your own answers through your own time in the physical world. It pushes back the distractions from other people, places, and things in your life, and it grants you the space to ask for a stream of heavenly or earthly energy that you believe in that will help you guide yourself through the present lessons that are directly in front of you. It's like a spiritual transfusion that's filling you up with whatever you deem important at any given time in your life at the moment. So here's how I suggest that you do a replenishing meditation exercise. You want to start with those few long breaths that I described last week. You want to ask yourself this internal question. Now that I have emptied myself and created a clean slate, what emotions, feelings, or actions do I need to take next in order to grow forward and change? I want you to write them down or make a mental note and create a power statement that reflects the list that you just designed. These intentions will set the energy tone for this particular session that you're having at the moment. Always keep the statement positive and keep the negative words out. Now, probably will change. The power statement may, you know, change as you grow with each session. So make sure that you stay flexible with this particular exercise. Now go into your sacred space, whether that's mobile or stationary, and set your intentions by stating this power statement 3 times out loud or in your head. Now, don't poo-poo the next statement. Keep an open mind before, as I stated, and really try it once before you say no to it again. Now, I want you to locate the space between your eyes on your forehead. Some people label this space as your third eye, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You know, the minute you say a statement like third eye, half the world turns right off because of the label they consider absurd, which really means nothing on the overall scheme of things. But I want you to close your eyes and take your finger and put it directly on that area between your eyes and your forehead. Now start rubbing it or go in a circular motion any direction you feel like. I'm not into logistics and it's not really my strong suit. So go in any direction that you feel called to do that. Within seconds, most of you are going to be able to visualize a dot of a certain color in your mind's eye. Now, I know this sounds really crazy, but I've been doing it for clients for so long. It's pretty consistent. Some of you are going to see that dot right away, and some of you are not going to be able to see it. Now, those of you that can't see anything, don't panic and say you're doing it wrong. It may be an internal sign that you still have lots of debris and junk floating around. And maybe it's not time for you to go to the next step of replenishing or renewal. So go back to that original exercise of emptying. Or the other part that I have found is that a lot of people try so hard, they want to do it right. Stop away from judgments of yourself and continue the exercise as the rest of the exercise I'll be talking about. Or go back and keep trying, because the more that you do it, the more you'll figure it out. Now, once you see that dot, I want you to stay on it a couple deep breaths and let that dot settle in. The strangest thing will happen. It may change colors from one color to another, or it may come and then eventually all of these dots will dissolve from your mind's eye. That's exactly what should be happening. Now, these directions, I know I'm going over very quickly, but remember, I publish those ebooks right after a series is done that will go into great detail. And the fun part about it is in this meditation book that I'm going to be posting, I will have a description of each color and what they represent that I have found consistency throughout the programs that I've been doing, and give you a heads up for what's going on in your life. Now, use those directions just as a beginning point, and they're very subjective, so you need to take them, start with them, and then make them your own. Once the dot disappears, you can continue on to meditate where you're at. Or if you're a mobile meditating soul, open your eyes and start moving and walking. Do the breath exercise and repeat your power statement till you feel the mind chatter dissipating and quiet nothing starts prevailing. Now, this exercise is going to take you a while to figure out. This is the hardest one of all the three. It is a challenge to find that quiet sense of nothingness because, A, we're never taught this, and, B, because we have to cut through a lot of stuff in our lives to get there. I want you to breathe with intent. Go into a place where you may be dizzy. Let go of your issues and let all the problems go for about 15 minutes. The more you do this, the more consistent it will become, and you'll get to know your own patterns of letting go and letting the new stuff, the good stuff, come in. As you can see, I don't have enough time to talk about the grounding meditation this week, but I will go ahead and start next week immediately with the grounding exercise and get you caught up, and then we'll complete that series. As always, you can find me on my website, JillianMossBackman.com, and you can go to Facebook or tweet me. But between now and then, remember, change doesn't have to be difficult, but it is necessary to grow. Practice those meditations, and I'll see you next Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, same time, same place, high noon.